Mike Bisaglia here from SeavillePodcast.com. You are about to listen to RunCast, a weekly form of everything running, with your host, Mark Lorenzoni, a community running expert who has been directing hundreds of area for nonprofit foot races and coaching thousands of runners for the past 30 years.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of RunCast. Appreciate you listening in. You'll have to bear with a groggy voiced commentator here, a little under the weather. Trying to play a little catch up here. I've done the classic thing that I tell my runners all the time not to do, that fatigue leads to bad things, and I've been kind of pushing it a little too hard lately and not getting enough sleep and a lot of early morning coaching, and one thing's led to another. Cynthia's out of town. Went up to help her parents up in Connecticut. They got kind of a state of emergency of sorts up there with no power for a week. So anyway, I'm kind of grogged out here. Had a great week last week in, on the grass, districts, and leading to the regional meet this week. Several of our area schools made it out, meaning they made it from districts into regions. And the Jefferson District, the Western Arm Boys, swept the first three spots. Taylor, Radcliffe, and Schiller. Taking that those three spots, 1, 2, 3, kind of hard to beat a team at districts or any meet when your first three guys are 1, 2, 3. And then their number four guy, Andrew DeYoung, was having a tremendous season. He was fifth overall, so he got 1, 2, 3, 5. What is that? That's 8, 10, 11 points in your four guys. So really pretty impressive. Runner-up was Doug Bloor's Monticello squad, so both teams on to regionals. By the time you hear this RunCast, it'll be over. The regional meet is today, Wednesday, so we'll be hearing this at least Thursday, so best of luck to them. On the girls' side, history was made. We picked it last week. Rose Brogan's female squad took down the mighty Western squad and Monticello, and they did it pretty handily, led by Nikki Dalma, who's coming back after early season setback. She's back to being number one. She was second overall in the race. They went 2, 4, 9, 10, and then they're number five runner, who tends to make or break you, was 17th. That's a really great position. Hard to beat. Congrats to those girls. And they move on to the regional meet. And then second place was Western Albemarle. Tremendous kind of showing without some of their top runners. They did quite well. And congrats to the Hermsmeyer sisters. Both of them will be moving on to the regional meet because top 15 move on to the regional meet.
Right.
Kind of cool, Micah. Madeline Hermsmeyer, you've heard me say them. This is kind of the Hermsmeyer legacy continues because their brother, who's now over at the UVA, was one of the top runners in the area. Madeline has had a tremendous season, and now Isabel, she was fifth in the district meet. Albemarle wasn't so close. Wasn't so convincing a victory. Albemarle was up against one of the best, if not, you know, top two, top three teams in the state in their own district, Stafford. Mm. They've had quite a rivalry that's brewed over the last few years. Low score wins. Albemarle scores 50. Stafford scores 51. Mm. 1 point separation.
Wow.
Adam Visicade, just steady Eddie. Tremendous kid. Tremendous runner. He was first overall. Ryan Thomas was third. But it all comes down to number five, and that was the difference. Aaron Elder had quite a decent race. And he outlegged a couple of people at the end. And if one more person had passed him, they would have lost the district championship. So they win. Congrats to Buzz Mail and company. They're moving on to the regional meet. And that is Thursday afternoon at Panorama. I'm going to be there. I'm not going to miss that. Stafford will be out for blood. Albemarle's on their home course. We really wish them all the best. That's 1 o'clock at Panorama.
I was going to ask you.
And the girls made it out also. Kathy Kaufman's squad, they were second overall behind Sierra Ullins. A great effort. Lauren Truitt still coming in off an injury. And, of course, the great Allison Hushke out for the season. On the UVA situation there with their season, they were at ACC's last week at Clemson. The women had a good showing. They were third overall behind their workhorse, Barbara Streller. So Julie Stackhouse squad finishes third in the conference. Not bad at all. Barbara was 14th. She's all ACC. The guys' side, not quite as good a day. They were sixth. A little disappointing. Like to see them a little higher than that. They'll have one more chance at regionals to get themselves a nod for nationals. That's on the 12th of November. Mark Emerald, just another steady race for him. He was third overall, so third in the conference, pretty decent. UVA has a home meet, their last one of the season this Friday at a Panorama. That's the JV guys. Varsity guys will not be competing. And then the UVA club cross country team, while we're on grass, these are kids that were excellent high school runners, chose not to be on the team because of maybe work situation with school, balancing, or maybe just not good enough to make the team. But regardless, they are the top team in the region. Philadelphia on Saturday in a muddy, muddy, ankle-deep mess. The girls were first. Holly Rich was second overall. She's a Monticello product. Congrats to them. Then the boys' side, they tied for first. So two firsts, and they're on to the national meet, which is in Charlotte on November 12th. National Club Cross Country Championships. Pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Let's see. Marine Corps was over the weekend. Second largest marathon in the United States. We had about 50 locals go up. Tremendous day for a lot of them. It was perfect weather, Mike.
That's great.
It was lows in the low 30s, a little chilly at the start. If you weren't dressed properly, you could have gotten a little too cold.
Right.
People shed their layers, and away they went. It peaked out in the 50s.
Perfect.
Perfect. No wind. Really turned out. And a lot of PRs, a lot of great first-time efforts. Peter Mackey, 405. David Aglio, his first sub-4, 355. Ed Wilansky, the great baby doctor, 408. Jack Caton, a nice debut, 413. Patricia Froelich came in with a 407 PR, came out with a 355. Dylan Jones, 412. Betsy Hancock, huge PR for her, 520. Christine Monahan, the top area female, 330. And then a big call out to Linda and Chris Duska, D-U-S-K-A, both running the first marathon. Chris ran 444. Linda ran 414 in her debut. What makes this somewhat exceptional is that she works about 80 hours a week. She's a cancer doc, surgeon, oncologist over at the university. And kids, young kids, working full-time. Amazing. 414, wow. Congrats to her. That's really impressive. Yeah. And that's about 9. It's 9:40 pace, which is really, really amazing. New York, of course, is this weekend. Largest marathon. I think it's in the world, but it's certainly in the United States. It's the big one, prestige-wise, money-wise, size-wise, and, of course, it's the coolest race on earth.
You get to go through all
five boroughs and just way, way deep. Everywhere you go, just thick fans, you know, 4 or 5 people deep. It's fantastic. They say it's so loud most of the way you can barely hear yourself talking. Yeah, people love it. I've never had anybody come back from it and say they had a bad experience.
Right.
Mountain Masochist, while we're on the subject of marathons, this is an ultramarathon. Mount Masochist 50 miler. I think it's the 20th year. Down in Lynchburg, it's actually 54 miles. These ultramarathoners are pretty loose about their distances. They say, yeah, we call it the 50 miler, but it's 54 miles because it's a cool course. Sophie Spidell, really, truly one of the top ultramarathoners in the region, pretty much the top ultramarathoner in the state. She is competing for the, there's a series. This is the last of the series, and she wants to get the crown. She's 13 minutes down. 22-year-old is out ahead of her by 13 minutes, and Sophie hopes to beat her by 13 minutes. Mm. She does. She's got the crown. Pretty cool stuff. Wow. So, little call out, little rant here. I'm pretty frustrated. I'm sure it's just one or two people, but UVA track is almost finished, and they're in the surfacing phase. Very critical time. Let it cure. Let it go down properly. And some folks have been sneaking past a zillion and one no trespassing signs and climbing the fence. And running around on the track and having to go back and redo some of the sections. You know, come on. I mean, that should go without saying. I doubt anybody listening to this Runcast is the guilty party, but you know, we're lucky and blessed to have this as a community resource, and it's university property. We just need to treat it with kid care. I'm going to post a couple of pictures on Facebook today or tomorrow. You'll be able to look on our Ragamount Facebook. And some shots of the track. It's beautiful, Mike. Absolutely beautiful.
I'm excited to see it.
It gave me tingles. I really did. Chills when I went up there. It really will be a jewel. And it'll be the gateway to two of the nicest facilities in the United States, Davenport Baseball Stadium and Klockner Soccer Stadium. Now, the old track was, I don't want to call it an eyesore, but it certainly wasn't something we were, you know, Jason Vigilante would be the first to admit. It was just not the nicest facility at the Division I level, particularly a strong program like Virginia. Now, people are going to, they're going to slow down and with their mouth open. When it's all said and done, when phase two is finished, there'll be brick walls and boxwood and columns and brick stands and lights and scoreboard. Going to be great. Really excited about it. One of my favorite causes, really, truly, one of the best resources in our community is the Shelter for Help and Emergency to help combat domestic violence, give mostly women, but sometimes it's men, a place, a shelter, a haven to get away from the abuse. We have lost a fair amount of people, as in dying, over the years to domestic violence in Central Virginia. Cardi Lomanac and company, they just do a slam-bang job of really of helping with this cause. And this weekend, it's the Shelter 5K downtown. Even if you just go out and walk it, if you got a race coming up like Richmond next weekend, just jog it. Really, come on out and support. It's 8 o'clock Saturday morning on the downtown mall. And Betty Zomba does a really great job of organizing that every year. Richmond next weekend on the 12th. The state championships on the 12th for public schools, single A, double A, triple A. On the 11th out at Woodbury Forest, I'll be there. I never miss if I can help it. The private school championships, Dan Wiggins. We'll be trying to go for a three-peat at St. Anne's. Pretty cool stuff. They're having their little conference meets this week. And then we'll have the state chip, like I said, next weekend. Well, I'm running out of voice here very quickly, so we'll cut it there. Beautiful weather out there. Get outside and run.
Perfect.
Come on, get
perfect.
Off those treadmills. Get outside and run. It is just gorgeous. This is the time of year that we feel is like heaven. Beautiful weather, except for last Saturday. Speaking of last Saturday, goodbye, but 10-miler training program, I forgot to mention it. You can still sign up. A lot of folks didn't make it last Saturday for good reason, actually. I give them a legit out on this one. It was 40, 38, 35 degrees and pouring rain. But we did have 100 people show. I call them out and say, fantastic, good for you. Starting off on the right foot. We started with two laps on the track for the novices, and we're over almost 400 people signed up for the program right now already, which is a record this early on. And that Saturday morning's 8 o'clock, Schultzel High School track. Go to SchultzelTrackClub.org to sign up. You know anybody that's kind of in the couch potato zone, somebody who's never run before, somebody who has run but has gotten off the wagon, let's try and encourage them to come on out.
Absolutely.
Mike's going to come out at some point.
We've
got some other folks, Brad Savage and I guess Lee from the station.
Very cool, he's going to
come on out. It's great. Okay. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and stay on your feet.
This week's edition of RunCast was brought to you by the Ragged Mountain Running Shop, Central Virginia's community running and walking family partner since 1982. Conveniently located on the historic UVA corner with free parking at their doorstop. Visit them online at raggedmountainrunning.com or make sure you friend them on Facebook, Ragged Mountain Running Shop.